12:25. Worry weighs down the heart, but a kind word gives it joy. A friend of mine posted this to her Facebook page. If you cannot be a pencil to write someone's happiness, then try to be a nice eraser to remove their sadness. There's another quote that I've been hearing and reading a lot lately, and it says something like, "When you can't look on the bright side, I will sit with you in the dark." You know, sometimes people just need to know they're not alone. They are seen. If you know someone going through something, but they seem to be so immersed in their sorrow, just pray for them. Sit with them in their darkness. A hug or a grasp of the hand. Sometimes people don't know what to ask for when they are in their pit. They can't see a way out. You can be that light for them just by quietly being there when they need you. Prayer is a powerful tool. It should not be discounted as a way to help people. Let them know you are praying for them and then do it. Sometimes if someone asks for prayer, I stop right then, hug them, and pray over them right then and there. Now, I would have to know that person, and I ask them before I do it, but it's a powerful thing to pray with and for someone. I highly encourage you to do it. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of prayer, the gift of being able to take our cares right to you and help our brothers and sisters through their sorrows and rejoice with them in their joys. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Have a great day. You matter.